You worthless podcaster. Did you think you could defeat me, let alone Mecha Jared?
I guess I'm not powerful enough to defeat him. Oh.
F, you shouldn't expect to defeat him. He is designed to be a speedrunner. Remember, you have not reached your full power yet. If you use all your abilities you were designed with, you should be able to captain another review of
this episode of the Retro Rewind Podcast.
Thunder Road 3 now online. How can I help you travel through movie space-time today? Course entered. Mega Man X, 1993. Is this correct? Course set. Rewinding in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, Rewinders and new listeners, to the Retro Rewind Podcast, where we take a fresh look at movies and games from 15 or more years ago. I'm your captain of the former pod, now the TR3, Francisco Ruiz, and I'm joined by your XO and mine, Paul the Maverick Hunter, PaulJPowers.com, Powers.
Mega, hi!
Mega.
Does anyone get that?
No.
Because every time we review a Mega Man game, I say that. It's from Captain N, the Game Master.
Oh.
Mega Man comes in. He comes in and says, Mega High.
When are we going to cover Mega Man? When are we going to cover Captain N, Paul?
You mean that's not what we're covering today?
A preemptive. Oh, we're covering Mega Man from Captain N. Anyways, we also welcome aboard for the first time speedrunner and Twitch streamer at the Book of Gaming, Charlie Pedroza. Jeez, I should have practiced your name. Is it Pedroza or am I totally getting that wrong?
Got it. First try.
Charlie, first try. How are you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing very well. I know it could be said and it's cliche, but I am very honored. Ever since you've asked me, I've had a joy of the Lord in my heart.
Aww.
And the hours went by very slowly today till now, so I'm very honored to be here.
So glad you're here, Charlie. Yeah, it's so awesome to have
you
here for the first time.
I'm very happy to be
here. You've been on my mind to be in past game episodes, but it finally clicked. So I'm glad it all worked out now. And in addition to Charlie, we welcome back aboard our tactics officer of the pod, or former pod, Kitos Ruiz. Hey, Kitos.
Hey, guys. Glad to be back.
Glad.
So is he not our official game correspondent anymore?
He is. I just don't usually include that.
Would
you like me to include that, Kitos?
I thought maybe Charlie was taking over or something. I don't know.
Let's go like, add all these titles to my name.
All right. Yeah. In addition, we're glad to have back aboard Slayer Dragons, Protector of the People, Wolf's Bane, Dragon's Dogma, Tactics Officer Kitos Ruiz.
You forgot game correspondent.
Dang!
Yeah, I know. The whole title.
But it's
and
great to have
correspondent.
You back.
Okay, let's continue though, guys. But glad you're here, Kitos. Hopefully you're doing well.
I am. Thank you.
Awesome. And now that you have a not-so-quick flyby of who we are, Paul, can you give us a quick overview of the production specs for Mega Man X?
Sure thing. Mega Man 10 came out on March 1st, 2020 for the PlayStation 3, Wii, and Xbox 360.
Paul?
It was developed by NT...
Paul...
Yo.
I know it can be confusing, but it's not the Roman numeral 10. This is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. X marks the spot. X.
X is 10. Mega Man X is Mega Man 10, isn't
it? Sure, but there's also a Mega Man X.
I'm sorry, what?
Look up in 1993 for a game called Mega Man X, just the letter X.
Looking at... Oh, the Super Nintendo game?
Yes.
Oh.
That could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Fine. Go back. Replay. All right. That was a thing. All right. Mega Man X was released December 17th, 1993 for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. That one?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, good. I don't have to play another Mega Man game like soccer or something. Okay. The average runtime is about 3.5 hours to beat. What? Not for me. Anyway, it was rated E. It was produced by Tokuro Fujiwara and programmers. Why are we listing all these programmers? Nakamura with art. Even the artists, Kaiji Inafune, Hayato Kaji, Kazunori Tazaki, and Tatsuya Yoshikawa. You think I'd be used to these names by now? And music was composed by, here we go, Tetsuo Yamamoto, Makoto Tamazawa, Yuki Aiwa, Yoko Takahara, Toshihiko Hoyama. Send all your complaints to RetroRewindPodcast.com.
Indeed.
Well, are you ready for the box office trivia?
I am ready. Charlie and Ketos, are you guys ready?
Ready.
My body is ready.
Fantastic. And everyone in chat, Dale, Geek Devotions, Sean, Ashley, Baba, you're all welcome to join in as well. Go for it, Paul.
All right. Mega Man X was made for an unknown amount of money. Thanks, Capcom. Okay. But the game did sell over 1 million units.
Ooh. That seems good.
Yeah. Well, do you know how many Super Nintendo games were ever created?
Oh, like the library for the SNES?
Yeah.
I think it's in the, like, 500s?
No. That, in North America alone, it was over 700. But 1,757.
Oh, okay.
But only 54 of those ever sold more than 1 million units.
Really?
And Mega Man X did.
Okay.
So, out of the best-selling Super Nintendo Entertainment System games of all time, how high in these ranks do you think it was? So out of the top 54.
Where was it? Between 1 and 54. Okay.
Between 1 and 54.
Charlie, what is your guess?
I'm going to say 10.
10. Ketos, how about you?
I'm going to say 4.
4. Okay. In chat, we have Geek Devotion says 42. Fair. Dale says 25. Babo says 7. Hello, a gamer's look. 11. Ashley guesses 22. So we're lots of numbers here. I'm going to go with my lucky number 13. It's going to be my guess. Paul, where did it actually end up?
Well, since Geek Devotions took Bobo's answer, he actually won this time with 45.
Oh, really? Okay, 45. I'm surprised it wasn't higher, but okay. That's still a great. If there's only 54 games that made that million copy list, that's fantastic. Yeah. But okay, very cool. Thank you for those factoids, Paul. Congratulations, Geek Devotions. And let's see if any of those factoids, though, factor into our memory mind meld or subsequent roundtable discussion, which we'll get into once Travis has located our target game.
Alert. Alert. Target located. Spoilers incoming. Establishing analysis vector.
もう一人のヒーロー、ロックマン X、スーパーファミコンで新登場。君はまだ X を知らない。
カプコン。
I mean, obviously that Japanese commercial brings back all sorts of memories, doesn't
totally
it, guys?
Totally for me. Yeah, messing up those names, maybe.
Nani?
Nani? But, okay, maybe we don't remember so much from that commercial, but let's see what memories we collectively had of Mega Man X in our memory mind melt synopsis. For the story, Dr. Wily is causing havoc again. So Dr. Light created Mega Man X to be a robot that can think for himself, but it would take a long time for him to be finished being programmed, so Dr. Light left him in a capsule. Many years later, he was unlocked by Dr. Kane, and many robots were built like him, but not given the time to program properly, so they turned against humanity, and X has to defeat them. For the mechanics, you played a Mega Man game before, right? It's the same amazing 2D side-scroller platformer where you absorb the boss's power, dash, and climb up walls. Even Hadouken from Street Fighter. Hadouken! For the multiplayer, just single player, but definitely spent a bunch of time watching my brothers play it, or them hanging out while I played, or handing them the controls to play when your right hand was strained from its claw formation to dash and shoot at the same time. But multiplayer? Ha, you wish. What do you think this is, Contra? Whoa, wait a minute. Someone get Capcom on the phone. Honestly, that all sounds exactly right. I cannot think of a deception in the bunch.
Except Dr. Wily wasn't causing havoc.
Oh, yeah. That's Sigma this time. Good point. So obviously all our memories were... Just a little bit of leaven spoils the whole bread or something like that. regardless of how flawed our memories were, what rating did they lead you to predict before you replayed this game? Classic, nostalgic, or tragic? Charlie, what was your prediction before you replayed it?
Classic.
Classic. Kitos, what was your prediction?
Classic.
Classic as well. Paul, how about you?
I think my brother had this game back in the day when it first came out, and I played it then. Not really any desire to go back and play it, but I don't remember any that much negative about it, so I put right there in the middle, nostalgic.
Nostalgic. And for me, definitely classic was my recollection. So it'll be interesting to see if those predictions pan out, but first let's get into things we liked most about Mega Man X. Travis, spin up our...
Best bits.
And let's start with Charlie. What's one thing you liked about...
That was the character select. We moved to Charlie.
Oh, yes. Good point. I like it. What was one thing you liked about Mega Man X?
One thing I really enjoyed about Mega Man X were the different animations. For example, where X wasn't full health, he started breathing very heavily.
I don't think I noticed that. Yeah. I know that happens, but I didn't notice it this time.
I'm too good. I never get hit. I never power.
I noticed that too.
One of the green guys.
Guys' power dropped down below full health? What's that like?
Well, there is a scripted loss, so I mean, you can't fool us, Francisco. There is a scripted loss. And there's another scene where a green guy throws something at you, and if he hits you, he starts laughing at you. It's very discouraging. But so I love the animations, the direction they took from the NES to Super Nintendo to make it look like the next step for the Mega Man franchise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I enjoyed the animations too. It was very fluid. Yeah.
What did that make your like list? In fact,
no. Oh, yeah. But I appreciate it. Good call.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well. Mine is very much in line with that, so we'll go to me next.
Sorry, wrong one.
For me, I loved the graphics. It was just, everything was so beautifully executed. Levels looked gorgeous. They looked so thematic with what the boss was. X was just so... such an awesome character and so well designed. Such a Mega Man on his own is fun. I like him, but I very much appreciate how plussed, I guess I'll say, the character of Mega Man X is.
You prefer the character design of Mega Man X over Mega Man?
Yes, very much so.
Interesting.
Especially when you compare the 16-bit Mega Man with the Mega Man X 16-bit, I feel like it's so much better. So that is my first like. It was the beautiful graphics. Let's go to Kitos. Well,
can I say something about that though?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
About the beautiful graphics. It's funny because to get the Hadouken in the game, you got to visit a level over and over again. And it's funny that
so
the easiest way to do that is just to die in a pit. And I can't help but think, oh, look at that beautiful waterfall. It's so pretty as I'm dying.
Hey, so I don't know. I went through the whole level like
you didn't
five
have to do
times.
That. You didn't have to go through the whole level.
I didn't have to do that. I went and got like the energy up above. Then I hit start and then I hit exit.
So after right in the door where you before the boss, you die right there.
Yeah.
It puts you in the last save point and then you go back and it counts as a visit. Speedrunners actually don't even go for it. As long as you can see the life, then they just take a nosedive. So as long as you see it, it counts as a visit.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So
okay.
I could save 3 seconds off my day. Okay, cool.
Well, restarting the whole level, a lot of minutes.
Yeah, that's true. I restarted the whole level.
Gosh,
that's what the rough, YouTube Paul. Video I watched said to do.
Man.
Thanks, YouTube.
All right. So, Kitos, what was your first like?
Definitely, the music was classic to me. Like, I was trying to think what would, because I figure you'll ask me what my favorite music was from it.
Oh, yeah.
Kitos, what's your favorite music track from
you? Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing, right? It's really hard for me to pick.
Boomer Quangers.
Because
what are you talking about? Spartan Andrew all the way.
Flame Mammoth, Chill Penguin, Armored Armadillo, all of them are so good. And they're earbugs, or earworms, and they'll stick in your head. Actually, for the next like.
I was about to say, I like the intro music.
The main
title. It's really good. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
I also like the jungle one, the jungle level, you know, from South America. Stink
Chameleon?
No, the one that's like.
Oh my god. One of these days I'm gonna cash on.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna cut you off at the pass somehow. Oh my god.
You missed that one? Oh yeah. You gotta get the Hadouken like 10 times.
Oh, is that how I get there? Okay.
So you gotta do the level about 100 times.
Yeah. So the music, I'm gonna add a little flourish to that, Kitos, or curiosity.
Yeah.
I know you've played at least a few of the Mega Man X games because we rented them and had them as kids. Well, the first two, we rented the third one, I remember.
But we didn't tell you about it, so ha ha.
Do you recall if you like this one's music the best, or do you feel like the music improves as it goes? What's
remember?
Your
memory?
From my memory, one has the most, the highest amount of good tracks. Two has the best tracks, but not as many good ones, right?
Okay.
And then three doesn't have the greatest music, but some of the tracks are, like, two of the tracks are really, like, I can listen to them forever.
I think the kids, they say they slap. I think that's what they say these days.
Ouch.
Something like that, yeah.
Or they're bops. One of the two. I don't know. Bop. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Let's go to Paul next.
All right. So my first like is actually what you were saying about the graphics is the variety of stages, at least for the first eight bosses, or I should say the first eight stages between all the bosses. I thought
they were robot masters, or I think I forget Mavericks, if that's what they called or, in this.
Yeah, the Mavericks.
But each level was so unique from each other, and I liked the variety. It reminded me of a lot of the other Mega Man games. They were very, I guess, on point for each level, whatever environment they were. I thought it was creative within that, and it had a nice length. So I enjoyed the creativity for each of the first eight levels. Not so much after that, but we'll get into that later. But I thought it was a great variety to play this character in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Even more so, I forget, we've covered Mega Man 2 and Mega Man 3 on the podcast before. I forget what you had to say about them. Would you say that this you like the graphics or the variety better here? Or is it just hard to compare because this has so much more graphic fidelity than an 8-bit game
does? Graphic-wise, it does look better and the colors are brighter and such, but as far as creativity with uniqueness and variety, I think it's on par. I think they do a good job of continuing that variety in that.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, I gave my like before. I'll go ahead and go to my next like. And that's this goes sort of to the game design element. I really appreciated that they expand. They didn't just have the bosses' power-ups, which are the bosses' weapons that you absorb and can use yourself. But I like the added benefit of having these suit power-ups. They can upgrade your defense, your dash, or do the dash, the X-Buster, and the helmet. Well, most of the things. Also, one of them was the outlier. I was like, well, I could have done more with that, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But I just really appreciated that element of it that I think you could conceivably, I think you have to get the dash, because you're sort of locked in regardless of when you do Chill Penguin. Eventually you have to get it. But I wonder if, and Charlie, maybe you know, you're more in the speedrunner Mega Man X community. Can you beat this game with only the dash and no other power-ups?
Yeah, you can. And the funny thing is, when you fight Vile the second time, and Zero, and Zero, you know, goes to be with the robot masters in heaven, yes, he gives you his Mega Buster, so you get the arm power-up automatically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
If you don't find it, he gives it to you.
Okay. Okay, cool. The more you
Well, at least the YouTube video I watched told me that.
Good on the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Good for some, good for not other things.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, the power-ups were mine. Let's go back to Charlie. What's something else you enjoyed?
I really enjoyed the Capcom little Easter eggs.
Oh, I thought you meant the logo.
I love the Hadouken. I think that's well known.
Yes,
I don't know how you would find out about the Hadouken unless...
Oh, that's cool.
You had Nintendo Power, right?
Yeah.
But how are you supposed to know how to get that?
According to the YouTube video I saw, you had to get it from the kids at the playground. It was all much like that. It was one of these like mysterious things. Like some kids would say, like, oh, you can. And others like, no, I tried. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But another Easter egg that I really enjoyed was on Armored Armadillo stage. Mm-hmm. There's a part where you get on this little roller coaster and it flings you forward. If you don't take that and you just attack the bat, there's only one bat that's not a mechanical bat.
Yes.
And that's from the original Mega Man.
Old Mega Man bat. Yeah. Cool.
And that's a really popular place to visit for your first time playing it, because it has a 50-50 ratio of extra men. So you shoot it, you got a good chance of getting extra men. Yeah, I always got my 9 men from there. It was very magical.
Nice. Wait, do you max out at 9?
You do max out at 9, yes.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know. No. I didn't know that. I watched the wrong YouTube video.
Somehow this guy maxed out at 20. What's going on? I'm so confused.
Somebody hacked the game. But yeah, I love the Capcom Easter eggs in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very cool.
If you Kitos, know them. No, it's cool that they have you for you to find, too. That's great.
Kitos, why don't you hatch some things you liked about this game?
Yeah, so something I find interesting, you know, because I do game design as well. Mm-hmm. So it's enjoyable going through these old games and seeing how they kind of thought about it, how they designed stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's actually really interesting to me that they didn't need to be so creative with the levels. In their like the terrain that they use, like the actual visuals that they use, they could get away with reusing assets like throughout a stage, but creating these different individual puzzles in each area just by how they placed enemies, like in for example, climbing various towers in Sigma's castle, or the those pipes with like the blood dripping from them. Do you guys?
Oh yeah.
That?
Yeah.
It's interesting that you know I wasn't bored going through that. If that makes sense, just because they placed things, so I had to be consciously thinking about how I was getting through things.
Yeah.
So I found it really enjoyable, and that they were able to create such a like almost puzzle game inside of a platformer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so make it interesting.
Sorry, it's not just a run and gun, or is this a shoot 'em up, a shmup?
I'm going to call it a shmup. I'd say it's an action
platformer.
Shooter.
Platformer.
Action platformer, yeah.
Oh, something okay. Like so it's not a run and gun, or a gun and run, or a shoot 'em up.
Not really.
Okay.
Because it's not really like Contra. I mean, even though there's shooting elements, you know?
Right.
So
I almost feel like for a shmup, it has to be one of these where you can just hold the button down and it will fire. With this, you have to hold it. You have to press
a button
for each
bullet. Well, you can hack that if you have the right controller.
Oh, well, excuse me. Yeah. But sort of getting to that puzzle element a little bit, I just want to comment that I liked that if you would beat certain Mavericks or certain stages, it would affect other stages. Like if you beat Chill Penguin, it would freeze the lava in Flame Mammoth. Or if you beat the Storm Eagles flying thing, it would turn off the electrical sparks on Spark Mandrill's opening stage, something like that.
That's Storm Eagles plane crashing into Spark Mandrill's factory. That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Dang it! Wrong YouTube video.
When you first start the stage, you can see the parts of the airplane at the very beginning, in shambles.
You don't see it crash, Paul. You just see the the bits and pieces.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I think the only other one I remember is if you do Launch Octopus, it floods the area where you get the heart Chameleon stage. But okay, let's go to Paul next. What's something else you liked?
So when we have reviewed past video games, often I will compare the controls of the game, like the jump and everything, to the Mega Man game, because it is just so well fine-tuned. So the second thing that on my like is the controls. It's just very well to jump, move, shoot. Yes. It's very fine-tuned. I feel in control in a great way. So however they did it, game makers, this is like the place to look to.
Yes, absolutely.
What's funny is when you get the dash in this game, they just kept that as a normal thing for the rest of the Mega Man X series. It was so good.
Nice. As it should, because it's a continuum, right?
The mobility is so good in the game. I love the mobility.
Oh my gosh. Going from this game, which I played growing up, loved the wall climbing, how it's done, executed so well. Going from this to, I don't know,
Mega Man 2.
A year or more ago playing Super Metroid, and the wall climbing is so frustrating.
Yeah, that is. It's
so overly
is that where you
complex.
Have to press down? We jump on.
You have to press like and then out and then the thing.
Yeah,
it's
you
like,
have to press to the direction you want to go and then jump, but it's a certain rhythm.
Yeah.
It's crazy seeing speedrunners doing it where they're just jumping all over the place, like whatever. Yeah,
I'm sure you can get the hang of it to practice and it's great, but if you're going from that to this is probably like, oh, it's like butter. If you go over the reverse, it's like, can I? It's just bad. It's really, really bad.
It's really, really bad.
But now let's go to the most bad things about Mega Man X, aka our classic makers. So not really bad, but that's exactly. And let's start with Charlie. What is your classic maker? Your favorite thing about Mega Man X?
It was said earlier. I love how the stages interact with each other. I didn't know that when I first played it. It gives it replayability if you've never played it before. If you didn't have the internet, like, well, what happens if I go to this stage? Yeah. What happens if I go to this stage? Why can't I get that heart? It's in lava. How do I have to get the boomerang?
Yeah. How would I get? Yeah. Yeah.
So I love the. Just how they do that. I think they do that in one other Mega Man X game, and I think
it's not
been
a continuous thing.
No, they should have revisited that. Other games, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad, missed opportunity for those game. Plus for this team.
That's absolutely my classic maker.
Very, very cool. TJ, how about?
Sorry, he got an extra life for that.
How about you, Kitos?
Yeah, so it's been a while since I played this game, right? Like
about 11 years.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Actually. And funny enough, I've even forgotten a lot of where things were all that, and like who, you know, what weapon is good against which boss, right?
Yeah.
So I went into this blind. I didn't watch a video. I didn't remember all this stuff, right? So I went into it almost as if it was a fresh game. Obviously, I have some memories from before, so I actually really enjoyed collecting and finding where everything was again.
Oh, cool.
Because it's almost like playing it for the first time.
Yeah.
So it was just so cool, like getting my armor upgrades, getting the buster upgrade, figuring out, okay, how do I defeat this boss, right? Because which weapon do I use? I couldn't remember what, so I had to go through the stages a couple different times and fight bosses a couple different times, trying out different moves and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it was actually super enjoyable. I was so happy to actually experience that again.
That's cool. Very, very cool.
Well, the thing I loved experiencing again, and it was already said, but yeah, just the music in this game. I still hum it. Except for the fictional South American stage that Paul somehow got to. I adore the music in this. It's so great. I mentioned before, Spark Mandrels, probably my favorite stage music. Then probably Storm Eagle after that. I love this sort of the... I don't know how Chill Penguin stage seems to capture coldness in music and still in a future techno way. But it sure does. It feels cold. Yes. Yeah. It's amazing when music can capture something like that so well. So, the music for me.
That's cool.
But you know what? There's probably some things that weren't so great.
Well, wait a minute. You're forgetting two things.
Oh, okay. What am I forgetting, Paul?
I still have my classic maker.
What?
Wow.
I am
Mega Man just died.
I am so sorry, Paul. What is your classic maker? I did not mean to skip you, even though I did.
Even though I did mean to skip.
It was an accidental skip.
Accidentally on purpose.
Yeah.
Tell us what your favorite thing about watching that YouTube video was.
Okay. On me. No, what I appreciate is that this game, for people who are brand new, you can just go through and beat the level as is, you know, just run and gun, even though they say it's not a run and gun. But what I appreciate for those people who like Zelda games and like looking for hidden things, you can find like the armor upgrades to your suit. There's hidden things to that. Yes. So I appreciate the hidden upgrades for those people who want to take the time to search and find. There's, you get rewarded for that. And I think in a very, a very good way, except for Francisco's dislike, he'll talk about later. But for the most part, I think you get rewarded for the extra time you take and finding these upgrades, or like the heart containers and the energy, the capsules. So I think this game does a really good job of that. So that was my classic maker. It was like, okay, it's a fun game, but also there's this hidden things to make it more interesting.
Yeah, just amplifies the fun.
And you get an extra life.
And now I think we should get to the things we... You're right. Dang it, Paul. I thought we could go to our dislike section, but there's one more thing I forgot that I liked. That'd be the Rushmore Show. The Rushmore Show is the place for ranking the ultimate top four in sports, video games, nostalgia, movies, and so much more. Each week, Andy and Kirk spark engaging discussions and friendly debates, making the Rushmore Show your compass in the realm of pop culture rankings. Find them at youtube.com/TheRushmoreShow, where it's all about your top four and nothing more.
That's right. Forget about the Benjamins. All right. But what does that have to do with Mega Man X?
Well, maybe
I didn't think
Mega Man X is a top game on their list of video games.
Okay. Or which, what Mega Man games are on your Mount Rushmore?
Ooh. I would say, but that might give away my rating of this game.
Okay, I was about to say, did we just go into another show? But okay, maybe it does have something to do with Mega Man 8.
How about this? Well, we could do this real quick. What are your Rushmores top four Mega Man robot masters slash bosses from any Mega Man game?
Top four.
I don't know. They have so many. It's hard. There's not one that, oh, I just love to beat this one to death. I don't know. I don't
know. Okay, that's probably too much to like go in cold and blind.
11 Mega Man games, 9 Mega Man X games.
I can do like
0 games, ZX games.
Okay, do your favorite. Who's your favorite boss that you like to fight of any in any Mega Man iteration?
Metal Man. He is so overpowered.
Metal Man. Really? I find him really easy to beat when
his no, you don't. His power.
His power is totally OP. Okay, I thought you meant the boss himself.
You throw one metal blade at Metal Man and he dies after one metal. It's so stupid. He dies to his own weapon after one shot.
What I thought was cool, what was the one in this game in Mega Man X where it was like you charged up and then you let it go and you have like a barrier around you? And
The armored armadillo shell.
Yeah, yeah. You just run through. Like, that's how I got up those pipes or whatever. It's like, forget this. I'm just going to go. And so I just stood there along the wall collecting power. Yeah. So apparently you're supposed to do that. I didn't know, but
yeah, that's a good place to recharge your stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so
I ended up using Sting Chameleon a lot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. To just like,
once I got the cluster upgrade.
Yeah. It has that contra spread again. Call Capcom.
Wow. For me, I really liked, I like Launch Octopus in that at the beginning, he does this weird taunt where he points at you and says, you're going down. I love that little flourish, and no other bosses that I never see that anywhere else. So I love
that stirs you up, huh?
Octopus,
that guy was my least favorite boss to fight.
And we're going to talk about that.
I won't talk about that, but I'll talk about least favorite bosses to fight for sure. But
Let me tell you my favorite one though.
Go for it.
Flamestag from X2.
Oh yeah,
I love that fight. Yes. Yeah,
yes, that's a good one for sure.
That was awesome. I think the first vertical fight I ever played in a game where it wasn't just a single screen where you're fighting a boss. It was this whole vertical fight where you're going up and down, and it's a huge tower that you're in, basically the boss.
Yeah,
On X2, they took the thought of, instead of it making a cage match, let's open up the stages and make it more versatile. Like, there's an ostrich that you fight, and he's running all over the place, the background, the foreground.
Yeah,
I like that.
Overdrive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. That was my trivia. I mean, dang it, that wasn't trivia.
I was about to say.
how about some trivia? Would that work?
Yeah.
For you, Paul? Because you're probably not happy and satisfied with that being a like of Mega Man X, right?
I enjoyed other people, but yeah, let's talk about what trivia do you have about this game?
Did you all realize that Mega Man X wasn't universally well received?
What?
Super Play editor Zy Nicholson lowered his review score of the game because he found the levels were neither large nor challenging. A few elementary tricks, like repeating easy sections to recoup energy and weapon power, will see you through the harder bits, Nicholson explained. So my question to you all is, what game do you enjoy that you wish was more difficult or longer?
Tic-tac-toe.
Really, Paul?
I mean, there's only 9 squares. Like, can it be like more like Connect Four where you have some more options?
There's the ultimate tic-tac-toe. Have you heard of that? You play, there's 9 boards of tic-tac-toe and you're playing in all of them at the same time.
Oh, interesting. And then you count to see who has the most wins of the boards. Is that like playing 9 boards of bingo at the same time and hoping you'll win one?
Maybe.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So tic-tac-toe for Paul. Charlie, how about you?
I'd say a Twilight Princess. y'all ever played that. Oh, it's a good game, but it's not hard at all. It's not hard, especially with
your... Yeah, I'd agree with that.
With your items.
I feel like it's a good length, but yeah, it's not very hard. Okay. How about you, Kitos?
Guild Wars 2.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that ongoing?
Can you beat it?
Well, there's a story, so there's like a campaign story, but they continually add to it. So I'm not looking for it to be longer. It's more so difficulty, right?
Okay.
I wish the game was more difficult because I really like how it plays mechanically. But I never get to enjoy the mechanics because I end up just killing everything too fast.
If that makes sense. Okay, gotcha.
So
that's totally fair.
Yeah. So and their original game wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Guild Wars 1 was a totally different thing. So
okay.
Cool. Well, what about you, Francisco? Do you have one?
Yeah, I
tic-tac-toe.
Checkers. I wish checkers was longer. No, I wish the Banner Saga was longer. And yes, there are the Banner Saga 2 and 3.
Is that like a Hulk video game?
That's a good one.
Wow. No, Paul, it's a
he will say what I was thinking.
it's a fantasy narrative / tactic strategy game. And it's not very long at all. Not why do you keep saying the Hulk?
Because it's Bruce Banner.
Banner.
Oh, no! It's weird. You kept saying Hulk, and I was thinking Hulk Hogan, not the Hulk.
Got it, like, brother.
This has to do with wrestling.
I am an American.
Wow. So yeah, the Banner Saga would be mine.
All right,
that's a good one. I love that game. Yeah,
it's so good.
So good trivia, Francisco.
Thank you.
And now that we've all had some trivial fun, let's find out what memories you, our awesome rewinders, had about Mega Man 10. I mean X.
And yes, and some of these I pulled from you guys here in chat because we were sort of low, and I'm like, oh, you guys are adding to the conversation. So I pulled those in. Stephen
like
Forrester. Yeah, exactly. Stephen Forrester said, loved it. Really enjoyed unlocking all his abilities as I defeated the bosses. Really pushed my side-scrolling platform skills. Was never quite able to beat the final level, though.
Yeah. Matthew Crosby says, the soundtrack is amazing. This is one of my favorites.
Awesome. And then here in chat, a gamer looks at 40 Pod says, Mega Man X is my all-time favorite game, so I'm biased.
Wow.
Best thing for me about X is the control. It plays gorgeously, something that didn't improve as the series went on.
Wow. He likes it more than tic-tac-toe. That's impressive.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Ruil? I know.
Ruil.
Huh?
Ruil.
Ruil.
Get it right or pay the price.
If he wants to be pronounced Ruil, then he needs to change the spelling. Anyway, all joking aside, he says, I never could get into the X series despite being a huge Mega Man regular series fan. Tried the X series more than once, just didn't really like it. And it wasn't because of it being on the SNES versus the NES, as I did like Mega Man 7, which was on the NES or Super Nintendo. So
Super Nintendo, yeah. Well, yeah, thank you all so much for sharing your memories. And I think Ray Will's comment certainly gets us into our next dislike section. Travis?
Worst Wuss.
Yes, let's go over the things we didn't like about Mega Man X. And I'll start the conversation here with Boomer Kawanger is the dumbest name I've ever heard of a Mega Man boss. What the junk? It should have been like Boomer Beetle or something evoking it looked like a beetle humanoid type thing. So I don't know why they're going for a cowboy type thing. It just made no sense. Boomer, Boomerang, I get it.
Maybe they want kids to look up Kawanger. Yeah. What's a quanger, Dad? I don't know. Let's go to the library before the internet was, you know, a thing.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Boomer.
Oh my god.
I are that.
Me and Ashley were making that joke. Ashley, my wife, were making that joke saying, Okay, boomer, Gwanger. Okay, boomer, Gwanger. But yeah, that's hey, stop getting ahead of ourselves. A gamer looks at a 4E pod right there with that comment. let's go. So that was one thing I didn't like, was the boomer Kwanger name. Kitos, what's something you didn't like?
No, mine's really petty, but in the start menu, you have to hit the start button to start the game. I don't know why, but that drives me nuts. It should be
any
nuts.
Button, really.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't know why that's the case, but it has bothered me for 25 years.
Really sticks in my craw. No, I get that.
I sympathize with that as well.
Gamers be gamers.
Yeah. Make the buttons work. The buttons I press, at least.
Well, when you have a Nintendo and NES where it says press start and you press A and it works, you figure it will work with anything.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I don't need to read directions. Let's go.
Directions are for cheaters.
Yeah,
right. Maybe that's it. Because like Paul said, the controls are so good that you can detect any small flaw.
Beginning.
Yep. Charlie, what's something you didn't care for?
Oh boy. You would think this would be my tragic maker, but it's not, because there's something else. But I think it's funny how each has a very hard counter. You have the flame, and boy, that penguin is no good. If you use the ice bullet on
Spark Mandrill,
he doesn't get a lick in. He breaks free, and then you freeze him again. It's comedic. They did not do that with Launch Octopus. The Launch Octopus fight is stupid. The Launch Octopus fight, he's overpowered. You don't know if his weakness is actually that, because I remember reading
the armadillo thing,
because I'm shooting him, but he's not having a hard stop. He's going and throwing stuff all across the screen, and he has the ability to suck your life out of you and recharge his life. And that's actually a hard stop for a lot of speedrunners. He's very much a gatekeeper. So I think, I don't know why all the other seven are weak to theirs, except Launch Octopus. He doesn't care if he gets hit by his weakness.
So I was noticing that when I was fighting Launch Octopus, there was, if I could get him solely with the shell thing, then it would hurt him a lot. But often the shell would get absorbed by the missiles he is shooting out, and that was the issue I was having.
I never seen that. Just, it looks like you hit him, he goes, ow, and he keeps going.
I guess you need to watch me play Mega Man X, Charlie, and learn a few things.
Okay, boomer, Gwanger. Gwanger.
Well, I noticed if you use the,
Hadouken.
Who had it? No, not
the Yeah, use the Hadouken.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the cutters. Boomer.
The boomer cutter, Quanger, yeah.
You can cut off
off his arms. Yeah.
Oh, really? That's cool.
And you can also cut off Flame Mammoth's trunk. He looks like a big giant mouse.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You have to hit him like three times, but yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, YouTube. I got that one. But
here's the funny thing. Even when you cut off his arms, he's sending nonstop missiles, so it's not really doing anything. Yeah. That is a dumb fight.
Yeah, it tricked me, because I thought, oh, I found his weakness finally. Nope. And then,
he got angry.
He just rolled over me,
You just made him angry. It's a stupid fight. I could go on and on. I'm trying to control myself.
Okay, all right.
Anger management over here.
Paul, what was getting you angry about this game?
I thought it was cool. The Zero is a very cool character. Like, when he goes off and fights, I wish you could take control of Zero and fight and do the fighting and, you know, get used to his controls. The fact that Zero is non-playable even for like a moment or two, I think is a real wasted opportunity that would have been really cool.
That is exactly my next dislike, Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, almost exactly. So mine is, I want more of Zero. Yeah. I wish you could do something with him. Maybe it's almost like a strategy. Like, he's scoping out the different levels. Maybe you place him on a level, and when you the level you place him on, the longer he stays there without you going there, that you get like a extra life or a energy capsule or something at the start when you do go there.
So he's like an egg that needs to sit and hatch for a while.
I don't know. Something like he's collecting items from the stage and bringing putting him at the front.
I thought he was like, oh, he's going to go and then he'll like... I don't know. Then I was thinking, oh, this was something like Rush would do, like build a ledge or something like,
I could see that. Or sure.
Different abilities. Like maybe you could play half the stage with him defeating half the bad guys that only he could kill. And then you would have to go back and finish the other half with X. And so that you would have to work together kind of a thing, which would then make it a two player option. If you think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to finish off this dislike with, more Zero I would have liked. And also, I would have liked it if the helmet actually did more than just unlock the Super X Buster. That's really all it's for.
I thought the helmet was breaking the bricks, no?
Breaks the bricks.
Well, so does your wall jump thing. That breaks the bricks, too.
No, but
so
above that's you. Usually.
There, you use that to get the X Buster, upgrade X Buster. That's the only time.
The funny thing is the head upgrade in the later games, they do very little. They just had to find something.
Extra. Francisco, Sting Chameleon stage, right? Uh-huh. If you don't fight the forest boss, the mini boss up above, right? Then he's knocking the ground below you when you go through that cavern, and the helmet actually protects you from all the falling objects.
That's right.
Well, I always beat the mini boss, so it doesn't mean no good.
Well, whose fault is that?
So they should have more opportunities to break bricks like Mario. Yeah, above
absolutely.
Him.
Yeah, I wish there was more like a hidden areas, like you were saying, where you could get extra things by needing that.
It's kind of like a Mega Man 2. Whenever you're in Dr. Wily's stage, you have to use the platforms to go up. You have no choice. So I think I wish it would have been like that. Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but the original design for Mega Man X was Zero. But when they passed that to the final guys, they thought it was too different from the original Mega Man. So
yeah, why is he red and not blue?
Why is he red and got a blonde ponytail?
Oh, you put Roll in there. Cool. Where's Mega Man?
But you can play as Zero in later games. It's really fun.
Yeah, I actually put in chat in X4. I thought I remember playing him in X3, but X3, it was X4. Yeah.
Okay. That's the first thing that happens. X goes in and gets captured, and then Zero has to go save him. Okay. It's like the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, Ashley is playing some of these crazy other Mega Man boss names. Earth Rock Trilobite, Optic Sunflower, Gigabolt Man O' War.
Wait, I thought it was a Christian stream.
Yeah, those are really bad names. All right, I may retract my whole Boomer Kawanger comment, but let's get to some more dislikes. Let's go back to Charlie. What's something else you disliked?
Seems like all my dislikes are fight related.
Okay,
but I'm about to say my tragic maker, but I don't want to say my tragic maker.
Don't do it. Mm.
Don't do it. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, no. The spider fight on Sigma's, it's stupid. Really? It's dumb. It throws a bunch of little spider babies, and then it goes down really fast.
That's a dislike?
That's
a dislike.
Split second to hit him with the ice, which is his weakness, or the Hadouken. And if you miss that window, it's not a big window, I promise you.
It goes by really fast.
I've seen speedrunners miss it. That's how small of a window it is. It's dumb.
That's a dislike for you.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it.
I'm sorry. I'm not as good as you, Francisco.
All right. Kitos, what's something else that you dislike?
I think I made Francisco mad, everybody.
Don't worry, it happens all the time. A little bit.
Your head is turning red.
Something I thought was really, really brought the game down is the whole password saving, right? It's cool that it's there, but if you're gonna play this, I almost recommend you make sure you play it in the modern version and not the SNES with password saves if you have to play it in multiple sessions.
Because doesn't that also slow speedrunners down?
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that is just, you know, as we've gotten more modern games,
yeah,
I think that needs to go away.
That's
and
fair.
The modern versions do have load, have better loads and save states and stuff, but
maybe has that have an option to turn that on or off.
And that's fair. For me, I actually appreciate it. I would take pictures of the save states because I had to play this in about three different sessions because my thumb was getting just a little cramped.
I thought it was just me.
No, I was like, man, I haven't played this in a while because I'm like, it's been too strain long. Is putting in. So I played the a cart on Ashley's analog ST and our NT Super NT analog Super NT, and so I would just take a picture of with my phone of the password, and so that was helpful because it doesn't have save states. Yeah. But
I would say I agree. I felt like I was having the claw grip again.
Yes, exactly. Playing it.
I was
scared of the claw.
The claw.
Oh my goodness. Paul, let's do one more dislike for you, then we'll get to our tragic makers.
One more for me is I said I enjoyed the first eight stages, and it's really it's a real disappointment that there's not more of those kinds of stages to play through. It's kind of like we recently reviewed Super Mario World, and there's so many stages in that you can play through. And I think it, and maybe it's because of what Kitos was saying, like there's so many little intricate things in the level, like each maybe there's stage. Not enough memory to put 64 stages in here or something, but compared to Super Mario World or like Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, those are long games in comparison with a lot of levels. And I think this game suffers from not capitalizing on more of those levels to play through. I'm not saying that you should necessarily have more bosses and weapons to absorb, but I think that I don't know, maybe each boss has like three or four stages to play through before you get one or something. I don't know.
Or even we're talking about how Zero should be unplayable. How about like not a mirror stage, but like, you know how in some games there's a foreground and a background and you can sort of jump between the two? What if there was like the background was Zero doing stuff and you could play the same, a similar level theme separately, but a different like layout?
No, I like the variety. So,
oh my gosh. But
you could use it as a strategy. Maybe Zero is better at some stages than Mega Man or for some reason or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think there's missed opportunity in this game. Unfortunately,
they were taking some big risks with Mega Man X. So that's probably why they didn't go all out.
Well, yeah, this wasn't one of the first games to come out on the SNES. Like all the ones I mentioned before came out before this. So I don't know.
But that's a very fair one, Paul. I get that. So wine more variety.
Yeah.
So we'll go to Tragic Makers now, and I'll start. Charlie, that the spider was just a dislike and not your tragic maker is horrible because that was in this game.
When I mention it, you're going to be like, oh, I see.
Oh, what your tragic maker is? I mean, maybe. But yeah, I hated that there seems to be no boss weapon that's good against it. The RNG on it is the random number generation on where it's going to land is so horrible. It's hard to know where it's going to be unless it's locked in on two pipes or something. It's simple
math. It just follows the lines, Francisco.
No,
I can't. It goes to where you're going to be,
or Plinko, whatever,
and you have to like at the last second move away.
No,
otherwise it's going to get you.
It follows the very next line that it's at.
Not always, because sometimes it could go like.
No, trust me.
It'll go like this sometimes. Yeah.
Like, oh, right, that is where the lowest bar is. No.
Right. It's
sometimes, but no.
No, I promise you because.
All right. I believe seen, you played this more
no,
than
no, no. I've seen speedrunners where they just look at it and they know where to go. It's kind of nuts.
Okay. All right. Then I just don't have that. I haven't ascended.
Are you saying you're not the a seventh runner, level Francis? Of
speed? Oh, man. I don't know speed it either.
Running.
I don't know it at all.
To be able to do that. Anyway, I hate that boss so much.
I understand. just like,
oh, I hate that it's in this game.
I understand.
Okay. So that's why I was all, what? This is only a dislike because it's a trash maker. Through and through. But that's mine. Let's go to Paul next.
Mine was basically the spikes or any instant death that you have is because.
All right.
Maybe I'm a baby at this. Maybe I need a baby mode or an easy mode or
even for babies.
Maybe something where you like, okay, put it on easy mode and okay, four hits from the spike kills you. Or like maybe there's a way to like in Super Mario World, if you know how to work it, you can easily get 99 lives because I died so many times. Just trying.
You know that you die in pits in Super Mario World 2, right?
Yes, but there's way more and chances I think to get 99
kill
men.
Also, I think spikes kill you also in Super Mario World.
No, there's some that don't.
Here's what I think, though. This game is very momentum-based, so you're like, yeah, jump, yeah. Oh, I died.
Right. And it sort exactly. of stops the momentum. Like okay.
Yeah, Mario, you're over here planning, like, okay, if I do this, get on top of Yoshi, jump off of Yoshi, okay, let's go. But
right.
No, you're going on Mega Man X, and then, I guess I hit a spike. I guess
yeah.
the hitbox detection was
stupid. I'm being sucked in by this thing, and then, right into the spikes.
Man.
Or
yeah.
you know, or being...
The launch octopus stage yes. with the ship that would
yes.
pull you and yes. push you into the spikes. I right. died mm. so many times.
Exactly. I have died so many times in this. Wait, this is my Tragic Maker, right?
Yeah, okay, good, Tragic good. Maker, yes.
Yeah, that it just made part. There were times I were just tempted to quit. It's like, this is ridiculous. Oh. So it makes me want to not play, like how many times I died. But again, I'm in baby mode here and there's no option for baby mode.
So real quick, I'm curious. I was able to beat the game this playthrough. Paul, were you able to
this
beat it?
This is the first time that I actually beat this game this
wow,
time.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay.
But it took me way more than 3.5 hours with the amount of deaths. It took me several days of playing through trying to follow the YouTube video and do what he did.
How about Charlie? Did you beat it this time?
I did.
Okay. And Kitos?
No, I wasn't able to this time. Fortunately,
okay. No worries.
I got to the spider and I died so much at that. I was like,
I died
time.
More was the end boss. Like, if I didn't,
that's hard. It's very hard.
Yeah. The final form of Sigma is very hard. Yeah.
And if
I have to have a lot of patience.
And if I didn't have a cheat on this emulator I was playing where I could save right there at the beginning of that fight, I would have got so frustrated and turned it off because it would take hours and hours to learn. Okay, you know the patterns in that final one. It's ridiculous. So I was about to say if I had 99 men, that would have been a lot more encouraging. Rather than I ran through my I didn't even get 8 men thanks to my lucky save state. But but I know .
Yeah, but even with all your weapon upgrades, you still take a lot of damage at Sigma.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine if you didn't get that armor upgrade. You get there and he's doing half health damage.
Right.
Very discouraging.
Yeah.
Let's go to Charlie next for your Tragic Maker.
The Tragic Maker, it was mentioned, those stupid, stupid, stupid submarines. Oh, my God. I'm over here shooting. Launch octopus.
The ships that suck you in.
Suck you in, and you're like, oh, let me get away from that. But then they start pushing you away, and you're using the momentum of going forward, but then they change the momentum. Now you're falling into a pit.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what it is. So spikes.
It's so
I didn't have that much issue with those. I appreciate that they're tough, but I wasn't really.
Are you kidding me? I died more on that than anything else.
Anything else?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting.
You're just a top tier player, Francisco. Top tier player.
Played on SNES, right, Francisco?
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't even have.
I swear it's different in the modern iterations because I played on Switch.
It could be.
There's bad lag on Twitch.
100%. Yeah, I noticed that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Bad.
That would definitely be.
That sounds like really a tragic maker right there.
On original games, you press a button and it's almost like on a CRT, it's almost as if they're doing the move before you finish pressing the button. It's so quick.
Yeah, I love it.
Play with my mind.
Yeah, there's a delay for sure. I can feel it.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. That sucks. All right, so that was your tragic maker, Charlie. Was the
submarines?
Submarines, yeah. Thank you, Kitos. What was your tragic maker? Was it the Switch controls or something else?
No. I wanted to say that, but I mean that really depends on how you play it. Mm-hmm, I mean, if you play on SNES, great, but then you'd have to deal with the password saving.
Yeah, yes, you do.
4 or 5
things. Then you have to do that whole Sigma fight every time.
Yep.
Exactly. Ugh, it sucks.
Yeah.
One, like the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got to appreciate he tells you to fight his dog and not to disappointment. Like, go ahead and kill my dog. Sigma's not a good pet owner.
My tragic maker is how do I put this? So I found with Mega Man X, the more you know, the better the game is. Like noticing the animations, knowing that there's upgrades in the stages that you can get. Noticing that, if I use this against a boss, it does a special effect. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that almost like if you talk to NPCs, you get more out of the game?
How dare you, Paul? How dare you?
Yeah. And so it's just like that, Paul. Yeah. Like the more you know, the better the game
that sounds good
when
me.
You play.
No? Is that that's bad?
Well, I guess that's why I would say it's a tragic maker, right? Because let's say you're introducing someone to gaming or this game for the first time. And they don't know anything, right?
Yeah, they don't know.
They're probably going to get really stuck because it's very difficult.
Oh, you don't know how to play new games here. Try this Zelda game. Good luck.
It'd also be hard for them to appreciate it because it's not necessarily slow, especially once you get to choosing the boss stages.
Yeah,
so you have to really play it a lot before the game.
Yeah, this is a strategy game, and if you're used to Pac-Man, where it's just like running through the board and trying to get through it, then it's not. Yeah,
it's a product of its time because back then when we were kids, we had no internet, we had nothing but time.
That's true.
I don't know if y'all played Mega Man 11, but even at the beginning of Mega Man 11, they kind of give you a hint of the boss order.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's funny. It's like for people who don't want to learn, like,
I don't have time for this.
I've got the worldwide internet at my hands.
Yeah. Where's YouTube? Wow.
Yeah. I appreciate when games like will hint towards things and let you know, right? But you have to be smart enough to pick it up, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Mega Man X gave no hints on stuff like at all.
Yeah,
in fact, it tried to confuse you in certain places, I would say. Especially with the launch octopus.
I can understand that. Oh, yeah.
When you cut off his arms, you think, okay, this is definitely his weakness. And then nope.
Made him angry.
So, that would be my tragic maker.
But now that we've entered our firing trajectories into the firing computer, Travis, do you have a firing solution for us?
Firing solution complete. Salvo authority accepted. Ratings prepared to launch.
So Salvo authority, is that when you actually like charge your Mega Buster instead of just shooting it?
Sure, Paul. That's what it is. All right, guys, it is time for the moment of truth. Do we rate Mega Man X a classic? We'd recommend anyone go play this game, whether or not they've played it before. A nostalgic, if you enjoyed playing as a kid or young adult, definitely pick this up again, replay it. You'll have some fun nostalgia element, nostalgia moments. But if you've never played this before, probably play a different game. Or do we rate it a tragic? We'd recommend no one play this. If you have never played it before, keep it that way. And if you have played it before, don't sully any good memories you have of it with a replay. So we'll start with our guest first. Charlie, you had predicted classic. Where did it actually, where did Mega Man X actually end up for you?
It was very much a classic. I actually had the pleasure of my friend Rudy coming over for, I think it was Christmas. And he played it, never played a Mega Man game before in his life, and he really liked it, and he was very proud of he was proud of beating a Sigma. Of course, I was there telling him, hey, do this and that, maybe.
He beat a Sigma on his first try?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was helping, I was telling him what to do, but maybe by maybe by himself, he would have been like, okay, I have no idea, I'm fighting the octopus. Because also, like I mentioned the fights earlier, if you use a charge shot at Armored Armadillo, he soaks it up.
Yeah.
So that's discouraging. But yeah. Anyhow, I digress. I think it's a classic. I think the movement, the graphics still holds up today, and they're making video games today like Mega Man with that graphic style. It's a classic. Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Classic for Charlie. Kitos, you also predicted classic. But now I'm not sure, given your dislikes.
My tragic ranker.
Did it fall for you? Is it still the same? Where did it end up?
So for me, it was really close to becoming nostalgic, right? Okay. Really close, especially because of what I said for my tragic maker.
Yeah.
But
it's tragic.
It's a classic. Oh. The truth is, like, I can see it to this day. Other games still try and emulate how good Mega Man X is, and they still cannot get it as good as Mega Man
what's
X
up, games?
What's interesting, I'll let you continue, Kitos, but just to that
point, I'll let you finish, but hold on.
I remember hearing about this game coming out on iOS, I don't know, probably like, it could be a decade ago now at this point, but I remember being so excited, and then I saw a preview of it, and it was not
this
pixel
particular
art anymore.
Game?
They did,
Mega Man X. I thought you meant just this, but okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'm.
It was like
now.
A remaster redo of Mega Man X for iOS.
Okay,
with redrawn everything,
Really?
So it looked like illustration instead of pixel art, and that was pretty, but everything but Mega, but X looks like he was just floating through the level. There is no like connection of the animation with the movement on the board. And I don't know why that would occur. But yeah, I think there's something about how this game was made, when it was made, how it was made that you lose in a redo translation of it. So anyway, to that point.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, so that's the thing, right?
So can't recreate games.
Exactly. That's why it's a classic. I mean, you literally, like, everyone should experience this game because I would say they need to hold other games to the standard.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, if you don't mind me saying, like, any of y'all played Metroid Dread?
Mm-mm. No, I haven't played.
Some, Judge Dredd as Metroid? That sounds
amazing. Absolutely.
Wow.
The really great thing about that game, it's one of my favorite games of all time now, is the movement, because it's very similar to Mega Man X. Where you might have to go to the top right and you think, oh man, that's, you have to go way up there, and then you're there in 20 seconds. Like, oh, okay. So I would heavily recommend that if you like Mega Man X.
Oh, that's really cool.
Metroid Dredd.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a bonus for you folks.
Indeed. So next we'd usually go to our reflex capacitors, but it seems like probably none of you have played this game very recently, which is totally understandable. It is an older game, sir, but it checks out. We're about to clear them. But you don't have any reins regarding Mega Man X, so we're going to move on. Paul, what you had predicted nostalgic.
Yes.
Where did this end up for you?
And at the beginning of this podcast, when we started recording, I was prepared to give my final rating as nostalgic.
Okay.
But after talking with you guys about like how horrible the spider thing is, I'm going to give this a classic, actually, because
Because I love spiders.
Yeah.
Spiders are my friend.
I wouldn't say fun necessarily, but it's a good game to play through. And parts of it are fun. I'd recommend it to everybody. Check it out. So classic.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
No, but you guys helped me appreciate a lot of the good things that I was like, oh yeah, the graphics and oh yeah, this and it has a lot of good parts, individual parts to it that I think helped the overall game.
Absolutely. Very cool. Well, then that makes it a quadrecta, not a trifecta, whatever it comes after trifecta, because I too rate Mega Man X a classic. This is actually, it's fine. I think it was, what was his name?
Mega Man.
Gamer looks at 40 Pod, or maybe it was RCX, said this, that it is their favorite game ever. And that's the case for me. This is my favorite video game of
more
all
than
video games.
That's amazing.
That's not a video game, Paul.
More than if it is
even more than Chrono. Now here's the thing. I don't know about that.
Hold on.
I played through Chrono Trigger one time. I didn't talk to the NPCs, so I didn't really know what was going on. So I think if I were to do that, then Chrono Trigger could surpass this.
Yeah.
But for now, Mega Man X is my favorite. My wife even got me this beautiful 30th anniversary edition. It's like an official reprint or thing. It's not from Capcom necessarily, but it has
From
an
Etsy.
Actual cart. No, it's from I Am 8-Bit, I think, like that. But yeah, it's beautiful. It has all these cool inserts and stuff. So,
cool.
It is my favorite.
Did you open
favorite
it?
Game? Yeah, I opened it because they had there was like a limited number of translucent carts
instead of just the standard white carts. You got to see if it's translucent or not.
Yes, I had to see. It wasn't, but it's right here above my desk.
That's cool.
I can try to post a picture in the Discord later. But so classic for me. So according to the Retro Rewind podcast, we rate Mega Man X a unanimous classic game. We'd recommend anyone go play this, whether or not you've played it before. But now it's time to probably stick around 1993 and see where everyone can check us all out on the interwebs. Travis?
Return to 20XX overridden. ComSAS broadcasting while awaiting return coordinates.
Feels good to stick around 1993, but we wouldn't have been able to travel back to this year to begin with if it weren't for our amazing reflux capacitors, namely Deborah Powers, Geek Devotions, Drew of the Cellcast, Ashley Ruiz, Kenathan, Fabulous Lomax, Rosie Lomax, That's Our Baba, D Tungsten, Dale, Mr. Loss, Daryl Hafner, Cool Deluxe. Oh, you're right here. Dustin, Redeemed Otaku, or Dustin Warford, Redeemed Otaku, in addition to two other awesome patrons as well. Thank you all so much for keeping the gigawatts coming, and if you want to help keep us flying and get bonus content for your generosity, head over to RetroRewindPodcast.com/support to start.
Hey, speaking of shooting games...
It's time to support the stream and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of gum. Good thing this stream is sponsored by PaulJPowers.com. Hail to the king, baby.
What? Hail to the king, baby?
Yeah, that's what Duke Nukem says.
Oh, that's Duke Nukem. Okay,
yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Stigma?
Yes, I thought it was.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, Francisco, changing the subject, are there any ways to support the show without denting your wallet?
Let's see. Actually, yes, Paul. So you probably enjoyed listening to this episode if you made it this far. So if you aren't driving, tap the share icon in your podcast player and send this episode to a friend saying, I know you like Mega Man X, or I know you like Mega Man, so I thought you'd like this podcast on it.
Yeah, and I'll bet they'll thank you for it.
They better.
Okay. But speaking of things.
Or we'll stick that big giant spider on them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fair enough. And speaking of thanking people, we want to give a big virtual mega hug to Charlie. I won't try to pronounce your name like Francisco did. And Kitos, which is Cool Deluxe here. So I'd like to go around alphabetically. So we'll start with Book of Gaming, where can people find you online? And is there anything cool you got going on that they should know about?
Thank you so very much. I stream on Twitch TV on Mondays and Fridays, sometimes Wednesday nights, twitch.tv/book_of_gaming. We have become a solely speedrun channel. I am speedrunning Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
Ooh,
we are currently in fifth place right now.
Oh, nice.
And that's the
NES port, right?
The NES port.
The arcade.
That's actually the name of it, though. It's TMNT.
The arcade game.
The NES game. But
that's why I knew it was the NES game, because that's the one that has that title.
but it's been an amazing ride. Since I started this, a lot of speedrunners have found my channel and have been encouraging me and uplifting me.
That's so awesome.
So speedrun community is it's my first official grind of a speedrun. I did make Mega Man X for a little bit, just for a little bit. But that's where you can find me on twitch.tv.
Nice.
Very cool.
And Cool Deluxe, where can people find you? And is there anything cool you got going on? Or
Yeah. So people can find me on Twitter at Cool Deluxe. That's QOOLDELUXX, like 20XX.
20XX?
Yeah. And I'm actually working on various game projects, but probably one of the closest to being finished is a visual novel game.
Ooh,
very cool. Yeah.
So is that more details to come later.
That sounds interesting.
Oh, okay. I was going to say what I remember the title being, but I'll leave those details to you then.
For that one, you'll have to check out the previous podcast episode.
Exactly, which was... yes.
I don't know the number.
I was about to say, what game was that? Was that Mario World?
Mario Kart.
Oh, Super Mario Kart.
Yeah, okay. Mario Kart.
Yeah. Awesome. Which was RetroRewindPodcast.com/294. But yeah, thank you so much, Charlie. Thank you so much, Kitos, and my awesome mega friend, Paul, and all you Rewinders, new or old, for another fun voyage.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Of course.
Thanks for having me on again.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for having me on again, too, Francisco.
Yeah, you bet, Paul.
Yeah, you can find me, pauljpowers.com, at pauljpowers.com.
And you can find me on our Discord for show announcements or just to say hi. Join us there at retrorewindpodcast.com/Discord and check out the board game / card game I'm designing called Junkyard Juggernauts at junkyardjuggernauts.com.
This podcast is a proud member of Culture Box, a curated collection of podcasts, videos, and articles that will provide you a balanced meal of content. You will find culture celebrated for its past and future, satirized for its extremes, explored in study, and created anew in story. Point your web browser to culturebox.media.
As Dr. Light just said, we are now part of the Culture Box Media Network. Find all the shows unpacking truth through story, comedy, and geekery at culturebox.media.
Thank you, Exo, and thank you all for listening. We pray you are more joyful today than when you first hit play. But like a Pokemon, we gotta catch you all for the next episode of the Retro Rewind Podcast.
Rewinders of the Lost Spot mission complete. Review audio ship's logs for more details.
You have won a temporary victory. X, what you destroyed was only a temporary body. My spirit remains intact. In time, I will find other bodies strong enough to do my bidding, and I will return. I shall see you soon. X, very soon.
He's not dead?
He died?
Now you can find him in Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Oh, okay, good to know. All right.